at Ben and Kelly Show. We got this message from Brandy.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, I have a simple question for you both.
Okay.
What would you do if you discover that your partner has been using a dating app, quote, just for fun?
Oh, hell no.
Because that's what I discovered my boyfriend was doing.
Mm.
He insists he's not meeting anyone, but I told him I didn't like him on it when we had been dating for over a year.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think this is a big enough red flag to end the relationship?
Oh, gosh.
My friends think it is. To be fair, we met on that app, and to my knowledge, he's telling the truth and hasn't met anyone else on the app. But I'm right to think that's weird he's still on it, right?
Yeah. So it sounds like you just didn't, because I know a lot of people will delete the app, or they'll just, once they found someone, they'll get off the app, they'll delete the app, they'll do whatever.
Exactly.
And
it doesn't sound like that this is just a oopsies, I forgot to delete it kind of thing, because she
like
said he's been using.
Yeah, it. I was going to say, it sounds like he's been...
He's logging on he's
it.
Checking it out.
Is it, forgive me because I'm a little ignorant to dating apps, I haven't used one myself, ladies.
I haven't either. I've never used one.
So I don't know. Are you able to see the last time someone was on the app?
That's a really good question.
Like
how much time they've been on it or whatever.
Right.
Who they've interacted with. Can you see that?
I don't know. I guess we don't know because Brandy didn't tell us. Is it a thing where she just like got on his phone and saw usage for this app being 15 hours a week or whatever? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
assuming there's like that history where you can see, it's got a history of who you've interacted with, how long you've been on it. I'm assuming that. But again, don't know the specific app she's talking about.
Right.
Nor, I've just had no experience.
Yeah. So Jessica posted on Facebook just for fun, huh? So he's leading other women on. Why does he need this kind of quote fun?
Right.
And ask him what kind of quote fun is he having by supposedly not meeting them?
Really good question.
It's not weird. It's a total crock of BS. You need to drop him.
Yeah, it's almost like he's lining up a plan B, if I'm going to be honest. That's what it feels like. Like, why else would you do that? If you are in a relationship, a committed relationship and have been
for
over a year.
I can almost understand, you get into a habit of doing something. And so maybe a year ago before he got together with you, he had a habit of getting on the app and all that stuff and swipe, swipe, swipe or whatever and meeting someone.
These apps are not like Instagram, though. You're not just peeking in on your friends to see how they're doing.
Yeah, I'm peeking in on this. I keep matching with this one girl.
I wonder if this girl ends up finding a boyfriend. Let's get on there and check it out.
Let's go and check.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I understand at least maybe initially like jumping on because it's habit. But after a year, no.
Well, and when she brought it up to him, he's just like, oh, I just do it for fun. But when she told it, hey, it bothers me that you're on a dating app, and he didn't understand that and say, all right, I'll delete it then.
Melanie says, girl, send us the app info and his name. We will get to the bottom of this real quick.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we got a lot of helpers.
I'll tell you what, the internet sleuths, man, they'll jump in and they'll be like, oh, yeah, I'll match with him. We'll see.
Brad, the love physician. Says, you know what they say, the best time to find a new job is when you have one.
Oh, so is he suggesting that perhaps he is more...
Trolling to find somebody else when he already has someone.
Yeah.
You're more attractive to everybody else when you're already hooked up,
maybe.
Yeah.
Kim says on Facebook, he might not be meeting them in person, but guarantee you he's messaging them and flirting for an ego boost. And in my opinion, that's cheating because bottom line, he's given his time and attention and energy to another woman when he could be giving that to you.
That is very true. I mean, it could just be as innocent as he likes the ego boost of getting messages and people reaching out saying, hey, I think you're cute. It could be that. But at the same time, again, that is dangerous. That's playing with fire a little bit.
Yeah, so many people are just saying this is not good. This is not good.
No. It could be, you're messing with other people's, emotions if he is interacting with anybody else.
Right. Jess says, if you're in a relationship, you don't need to be on a dating app just for fun. I need to lie down now.
All the little jiffies of the waving of the red flags. He's keeping his options open. Aaron says, staying in touch with old flames, maybe playing the field either which way. Red flag.
All right. Well, hey, if you've got a comment, maybe a story about how an app got either you or your partner into trouble, would love to hear that story. 502-795-1997.
But before we leave Brandy's situation, yes, Brandy, you need to make sure that he deletes that, or you need to exit the relationship, because don't think he's being honest with you just for fun.
Right. 502-795-1997 is our number. We just were with Brandy, and she was basically asking the question, hey, so my boyfriend, you know, we met on this dating app. I realized that he never got off that dating app, and he's been on it, quote, just for fun.
So is that a red flag? And we're all saying, yeah.
Yeah, it's a red flag.
Yeah.
But then we were also like, hey, how has an app gotten you or your partner into trouble? Catnap sent us a little message on Twitter and said, my ex used LinkedIn to cheat on me and meet women. Those sites are used for all kinds of stuff other than what was intended, LOL.
Ooh.
LinkedIn? Okay. Hey, I'd like to apply to your job.
OMG.
How do you, what are pickup lines for professionals?
Pick up lines.
I'd like to dip my pen and company. What? I don't know.
You must be a marketing expert because you've got my attention.
That's not good.
Do you
think we encourage that? That's
a
not
business strategy because I want to be a part of it.
Oh, wow. That's really not good either. Like, I don't think we encourage.
How are you? I'm just saying, how are you picking people up on LinkedIn?
I don't think you should, honestly.
Do you believe in love at first sight, or should I pitch my business again?
Wow. Yeah, no. Uh-uh.
Hey, girl.
Stop it.
You must be a successful entrepreneur because you are the CEO of my pants.
Pants? I thought you were going to say heart. Wow. No. It's nay.
I'm not
That's
a banker.
Not how we use LinkedIn either. Listen, we already established we don't put ultrasound pictures on LinkedIn, and we also don't try to pick people up on LinkedIn. Okay?
I'm not a banker, but I'd like to give you a business loan. Anyways, it could work. Jay.
It could not work. It's not going to work.
How did we get so far off task?
I don't know.
How did an app get you into trouble? Jay messaged us and said, the ex got into my phone and saw all the questions I was asking on Reddit about her sketch behavior. Oh, my God. Then I had two options, and I chose to dump her. Oh, my gosh.
If you feel like you have to get on Reddit and ask a bunch of strangers, hey, what do you think of my girlfriend doing this? And maybe... Maybe.
That is so funny.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, Desiree says, it wasn't me, but I found my ex-boyfriend's Amazon account and that he had been secretly sending presents to some other address.
Uh-oh.
Things like perfumes, lacy garments, stuff like that.
Uh-oh.
He tried to tell me it was for his mom.
Mom likes these lacy lingerie.
I found out it was another woman indeed.
Whoops.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
Dang it.
Well.
Wow.
Yeah. Who knew the Amazon app would get you into trouble?
Who knew?
Like I was thinking we were going to get all these stories about Tinder or about, like, you know, Snapchat or, you know, Instagram DMs, but
well,
no.
Listen, if you're buying lacy underwear and your girlfriend isn't receiving it.
Right, exactly. You got some splaining to do.
Sure do.
But no, we got Reddit. We got Amazon, and we got LinkedIn.
Yep.
Natalie writes in and says, some people say this meeting should have been an email, but I think we should discuss it more at your house.
Stop. You're enabling this behavior. Natalie, stop it. Stop.
You have a LinkedIn profile? Because I'd like to connect and explore potential opportunities.
Okay. All right. Let's see, when you say it like that, it is 10 out of 10 creepy. Like, do not.
Hey,
no.
Girl.
No, that's not where we say, hey, girl. That is not the platform we say, hey, girl.
LinkedIn. Hey,
we're
girl.
We're not sliding into DMs like that.
I don't have a business degree. Stop. But I know we could make something great together.
Oh, my God. That is not how we use that app. No.
LinkedIn. Hey, girl.
Oh, God.
I'm not a salesman, but I'd love to pitch my business to
you. You're just making this up as you go. You're making this up as you go, and you're bad at it, so stop it.
What?
Stop.
Come on,
stop.
Now.
It's not working. Stop. You're embarrassing yourself. Don't do it.
Okay. All right. Anyways. Chelsea said an ex of mine got caught paying for an OnlyFans content. Whoops.
Oh. Oh. Oopsies.
All right. Well, hey, thank you for the messages. Thank you for the responses. And Brandy, good luck. Yes, we're saying that is a red flag. So just keep that in mind.
Yeah, he shouldn't be on a dating app if he's dating you. End of story.
All right. Good deal. Thank you.